It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, hello. Merry Christmas and welcome to our Talking Flicks special episode today. Best and worst movies of 2024. Mr. Lee, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you as well. How'd you go this morning?
Oh, it was such a good morning. Delicious brekkie. We're talking bacon and eggs and, you know, Christmas ham and all the trimmings. Yum. It was good. How about you? How'd you go this morning?
Yeah, we had the same bacon and eggs. And it must be like a thing that everyone does for Christmas breakfast. You know, you have a really big breakfast, which doesn't really make sense, does it? Because then you have a big lunch and then by the time you get to dinner, yeah, you don't really want much.
Just too much, isn't it? Just too much.
Yeah, but I must say, having the big breakfast has kept me awake, ready for lunch in just a little bit. So looking forward to it.
Well, look, one thing that is great about Christmas Day, Mr. Lee, is we've got to have Christmas music too, right?
So
does this make you feel all festive?
Yes. I was going to say a beer in the handmade too, but yeah. We're allowed to drink while we're working.
No, so of course not. No. We've just got to wait half an hour, Mr. Lee, and then you can you can have your first eggnog, okay? And we did bring plenty of that today, and you brought the custard and the pudding's over here as well.
Yes.
So that's okay. We'll celebrate.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. We will celebrate we'll get to it. But, a massive show. We are talking about the movies that were big in 2024. Also, Mr. Lee, every year has a whole bunch of flops as well, let's be honest.
Yes, it does. Let's not say flops. Let's say didn't perform as well as we thought they would.
Well, let's say flops. Let's call a spade a spade. Okay, yeah. Let's not sugarcoat things here.
And we're not going to say anything about the Joker, but anyway.
Now you beat me to it. Now, we've got 50 movies here, and we've got the really good ones, some of the ones that didn't quite make the cut. We'll get to that very soon. But Joker, as you mentioned, it's got to be in there somewhere. I'm guessing it's not inside our top 10.
I'm going to say you're probably right, but you won't know for a little bit because I'm not going to tell you where it is because will it be close to the 50? We don't know.
Well, sit back and relax and enjoy. Whether you're traveling around today or maybe you're chilling out after a big Christmas, let's bring you some movie chat. And a little bit later on to Mr. Lee, we've got to do a secret Santa because we did promise each other that we would exchange gifts today. Have you got mine?
Did you bring yours?
Yes, I've got mine.
Yes, I did too.
Yeah, okay. Yours must be in your bag or something because I was expecting something big, but you didn't carry anything big in, so.
No, it's in my backpack, so I don't want to show off too big yet.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, we'll find out a bit later on. That will be towards the end. Let's rip into, let's start down the bottom as we look at our big list of 50, our not-so-great performers in 2024. Number 50, Mr. Lee, it's a movie that I guess you could have, at the time, it could have done anything when it was first released. Channing Tatum, because anything he is in, and you know we love talking about good old Channing.
Yes, we do.
Anything could happen. Yeah. But unfortunately for Blink Twice, Mr. Lee, it comes in at number 50. So where did it go wrong, I wonder?
Yeah, I wonder, because it did get released in August, and I actually thought it would have done a lot better than what it actually did. It only took, would you believe, just over 2.5 mil in Australia, so not much at all for a movie that had a massive cast, because we had Gina Davis, we had Simon Rex, of course Channing Tatum, and also Kyle MacLachlan, Christian Slater. It was a massive cast. It would have cost them a lot more to make.
And when you listen to the trailer, it sucked you in.
Okay, here we go. Jess, Frida, this is my childhood buddy, Cody. I'm Tom. Vic, my left and right hand man.
Perfect.
Tom.
Hi. All right, who did this?
This is Frida, Sarah Frida.
She nails. Thank you.
Can't you feel it? There's something wrong with this place.
Where's Jess?
Who's Jess?
My friend, that was in the room next to mine.
Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people did enjoy it, but at the box office, the figures were pushed a little bit low. At the same point in time, Channing also came to us with Fly Me to the Moon, which again, we were also expecting pretty big things, weren't we?
We were. And, you know, I actually watched this movie and I was a little hesitant because I thought Channing Tatum, Moon, you know, space, something. He actually played the part really well. Scarlett Johansson, she was brilliant. Like, you could not fault her in anything she did in this movie. It also had Ray Romano, who usually is a comedian and, as we know, who everyone loves Ray. He actually played a very serious role in this. Now, this was released in July and this movie just took over 2.8 million in Australia. Take a listen.
Public support for the moon mission is rock bottom.
Every day, something is breaking.
And we're dead. Again.
Or blowing up.
The space program is a bloated mess.
NASA needs a marketing specialist, and you are the very best.
Excuse me? What are you doing here?
I tracked you down because I felt we had a connection.
What?
I'm joking. I work here now to sell the moon.
My Armstrong is a whiny little bitch. We have to recast.
I think we should have gotten Kubrick.
Yes, and this is actually a movie that you went to see, didn't you? Twice.
And I did. I loved it. I thought it was really well done. And it was such a good change because Channing Tatum didn't take his shirt off. So I thought that was good.
You would appreciate it. But unfortunately, Mr. Lee, unfortunately. 47. Yeah. So he moved up two spots. Good old Channing.
Yeah, but for him to have two movies in the top 50, that's pretty big.
That's pretty big. But these are not in the top 10, so we need to keep moving along to see what is there. Let's head further down. Now, some big surprises too. Lee. Now, Lee was one of these movies that you and I were speaking for weeks about Oscar talk and how incredible the movie was. It did get up there. I think it made it to number one inside our fives for a little while. And
yeah, it did.
But yeah, coming in at number
39.
Okay, there you go.
So, I'm really pleased. Yeah. It took just over 4 mil in Australia, which is pretty big for a movie that it was based on a true story of Lee Miller. I'm actually quite impressed. And Kate Winslet, as we all know, and we did talk about it on the podcast, she spent 9 years of her life working on this movie. So I think she should be very proud if she made it to number 39.
Yeah, very impressive. Another one to make it in there. You wanted to talk about Wicked Little Letters. This is one of your little highlights.
It is, you know, Olivia Colman, who I just love. This came in at number 35, and it also had so many other great actors, Alicia Weir, Jesse Buckley, but it was all about Olivia Colman and how much she could swear through the movie. And, you know, when you've seen her play the Queen, you've seen her play, you know, Doctor Who, you've seen her do all these movies, and for her to actually be saying these words, you just go, I can't believe Olivia Colman saying that, but it suited the movie. And if it didn't have those swear words in it, and some of them were very bad, like you wouldn't use, but if you haven't seen it, you need to see it because it is incredible to watch this movie and how frustrated she was.
Well, that's one thing we'll remember out of 2024.
Oh, yes.
Now, we don't get too many guests on the show, Mr. Lee, big celebrity guests, but one we did have this year was John Sheedy, who joined us to talk about his movie Runt, the Aussie film. They called it the new Red Dog, and we got that a few months ago. It was around September, I think it was, that one.
Oh, look, you are so good. You
I do remember
did
it.
Do some research. Yeah. Do you remember the date, but? Do you remember the actual date it was released?
Jeez. It was the 22nd of September. 21st.
Yeah, you were so close.
19. Oh, I was close. Yeah.
That's very good. This one actually took just over $6 million. For an Australian movie that was about a dog and a little girl, you couldn't go wrong. And didn't we have a great talk to John Sheedy?
He was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
He was.
I think what we got out of that movie too was some new stars that are really breaking. Lily Latour, Jack Latour, yes. You know, who I thought were absolute superstars, and they're going to go on to huge things. I reckon Hollywood awaits those two. But yeah, absolutely. It was a fantastic movie. Everyone raved about it, and such a feel good story, and lots of inspiration out of it too.
Yeah, and you know, as I said to John Sheedy, you know, the message that you get in the movie is it's not all about winning. It's not all about, you know, seeing something at the end and going, oh, wow, I lost. Because she didn't lose, did she? She won in so many other ways. And that's why I think such a great story. And I'm so looking forward to reading the book over probably, well, hopefully. I was hoping to get it this morning, but anyway, I didn't get the book for Christmas. So
I might
have to go tomorrow and buy it.
Well, could be in your Secret Santa, Mr. Lee. Who knows?
Ooh, I can't wait.
Yeah, hold on. Don't go too soon. The elephant in the room in this top 50 list has been a movie that everyone really expected to do well. It was just one of those movies where there was so much anticipation, and unfortunately, we may not have got it. I'm talking about this movie.
They believe Arthur Fleck to be some kind of martyr. He's a monster.
The trial of the century.
Let's give the people what they want.
So, Mr. Lee, the question is, Joker, Folie Du, where did it go wrong? Because so many Joker fans went along to see this movie in high hope and came away a bit disappointed. Lady Gaga in the film too to provide more of a musical feel to it. Is that where it went wrong?
I think you're right. I think it's the musical part because, and like Todd Phillips, who was the director, I have to give him credit for, you know, saying, you know what, let's try it. Let's do something totally different and let's see if we can do it as a musical, because they've done other movies and changed it quite a bit, you know, especially the lead actors. They've changed it to, well, it's male, female or whatever, you know. They've done a lot of things. So changing the Joker to a musical I think was a bad move, but that's just me personally, because DC they have been struggling, but now they've got James Gunn there, it's going to be a lot better. So, yeah, I think that was probably the problem. And especially the main people who want to go see it after the first one love Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. He played the part so well, and he plays the Joker well, but not as a musical.
How do you bounce back from this? Because people have got such a bad taste in their mouth. And mind you, it is 27, so it's not the worst spot inside the 50 to be sitting at. Oh, to be entirely honest, I thought it would be over 50. But I think because people were hearing so many bad reviews, they wanted to go along to see it for themselves.
Correct. Because would you believe it took just over 7 mil? That's incredible. And I agree. I think people wanted to go see it and go, oh, it can't be that bad.
Mind you, though, what was the budget?
Yeah.
Did they break bank? I don't think so. No.
They didn't. And I remember us talking about it and saying they lost, because I think it was like over 200 billion or something to make. And yeah, they didn't get their money back at all.
What a shame. So, just an absolute shame. But hopefully when we see another Joker, it is far better. And I don't think 2025 will be the year we'll be seeing that.
Definitely not. One I do want to just quickly talk about is The Beekeeper, because Jason Statham, Josh Hutcherson and Jeremy Irons, that was an incredible movie. Like, that was so good. And if you haven't seen it, you got to see it, because it is one of his best. And I hope they bring out a Beekeeper 2.
We didn't get to touch on that one, did we? That was earlier in the year before we got started
that was,
again.
That was in February. January, I should say. Yeah.
Oh,
so
what a shame.
That's a shame, because I really enjoyed that movie.
But one we did get to touch on was Mad Max Furiosa. That was Chris Hemsworth, and it was a real talked up movie. And again, that was another one that I think had high expectations that the reviews weren't very favouring. I think a lot of people saying that it could have been a bit better. Would you agree?
Yeah, I will agree with that. And it's a shame because George Miller, as you know, he is Mad Max. He's the director that's directed
through and through
all of them. Correct. And he, if anyone knows Mad Max, it's him. Like, if they got a new director in, you could probably go, yeah, okay, I understand, you know, you wanted to change it up. But it is, it's a shame that it didn't do as well because it was actually a good movie deep down, and it was filmed in Australia, which is even better. And for Chris Hemsworth to be in it with Anna Taylor-Joy and all that, that, yeah, it's just a shame it didn't do as much. But it did take over 10 mil in Australia, so that's pretty good for a movie that, you know, opened in May.
Still, Mr. Lee. You're going to get over that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
We'll see. We'll see how long until Mr. Lee cracks it. Alien Romulus, I do want to talk about that because we had Adam come on as well. He's seen it a couple of times. And I don't think, and he had said, again, because he's a massive Alien fan now. He was at Talk and Flickster, and he had said that he felt like, while it did stay true to the original, still, again, one of those movies that could have been perhaps a little bit better, I guess.
Yeah, and it did have a lot of parts from other movies in it, which he was happy with. He thought that was really good. But, yeah, it didn't probably do as big, but it came in at number 20. So I think that's, you know, pretty good. It took the same, just a little bit more than Furiosa, which is still good for an alien movie, because how long have they been out now? Well, they've been out for, what, 40 years or something?
Very long time.
Yeah.
And in 2024, we did have some good comebacks. We had a Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. So we had another one in that franchise. That one came in at
Number 16, that one. So that did really well because, how, you know, that's another franchise that's been out since the 80s. And, you know, to have the main cast come back from the 80s, that was brilliant. I loved it. It was so well done. It was just, and I think having Paul in it, he's just such a remarkable Paul. What's his name? Ant-Man? Paul. Anyway, I'm asking the wrong person.
Don't ask me. I do know about Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. They gave us a Bad Boys Ride or Die and another one of those successful franchises. And you know what? Yeah. I don't think it disappointed, that movie.
I think a lot of people enjoyed that because it came in at number 14, that one, and it just took over 13.6 mil in Australia. And it was, I think it was great because they've got a great romance, those two.
They do.
And they just, I don't know, they just go off each other and, you know, they go backwards and forwards. And that's what people love, you know, that little banter that they have, a little bit like you and I. It's fun. It's good. People like it.
Yes, yes, and they do. And another movie that I think we really expected big things. It was huge when it first came out, broke all sorts of records, and another one of those earlier franchises, Beetlejuice, and again, didn't disappoint. I think it was pretty good.
Look, I watched this on a plane recently, as everyone knows, and I loved it. It was so well done. And it was just, it brought back so many memories. And you just go, yeah, I can remember what I was doing back in the 80s when I watched the first one. And Catherine O'Hara, oh, gosh, I can't say enough about that lady.
Michael Keaton as well. He was brilliant doing his thing as usual.
No one could play Beetlejuice other than him. And that's what he said, you know, he loves that character. I remember we played a bit from him saying that, you know, that's his thing. He would go revisit it again and again, which is really good.
And credit to Jenna Ortega. I thought she was also very good in the movie as well. I'm a big Jenna Ortega fan, as you can tell. I mean,
kind of figured. What happened to Chloe Mortez?
I do like Chloe Mortez, but it'll they'll never beat Margot. Margot is definitely still the favourite. So.
The Wolf on Wall Street. I remember you liked that movie.
Oh, what a movie. And you liked it too, Mr. Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we sound a bit creepy, don't we?
Yeah, it is.
Let's move into our top 10.
I was just going to say, coming into our top 10 movies, Godzilla, X-Con, The New Empire.
Yeah.
So there's another one that's been out since the 70s, Godzilla. You know, that's been around for a long, long time, Godzilla.
Look,
actually, I think it's been earlier than the 70s.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So I think it's very deserving of its spot inside the 10. Number 9, a bit controversial, I think, this one. What are your thoughts?
Yeah,
Gladiator 2. Now, Brent, a fairly new movie. We only saw it a few weeks ago. Actually, we were reviewing this while you were on your Japan trip. It's already made the top 10, which is just incredible.
Oh, it is, because I honestly did not think it would make it that far. Like, to come in at number 9, and it hasn't been out that long, and it's been 24 years since we saw the first one with Rusty. It just proves that, obviously, you know, grown men fighting in a big arena is something that people want to watch.
Yeah, and when we did our Talk of Flickster review on it, we had Duncan on the show and we sent him off to see it for us. And he was saying that the graphics were just incredible, the blood and the gore in it, like it's just the action. So I guess I can see why it would certainly appeal, as you said. Number 8, it ends with us. I actually got to go and see this one, Mr. Lee. This was a JT movie.
You loved
this year.
It.
Oh, it was good. It was so good.
Cried.
No, I didn't cry in this one. No, I did not cry, Mr. Lee. I did not cry. I mean, it was a beautiful movie.
It's our second last show of the year. Come on.
Don't try and weaken me, Mr. Lee. You won't break me, okay? Not today. I will stay strong. Blake Lively in this one.
Yeah.
I thought she was, again, I love Blake Lively. I really do. Yeah. There's not much she can't do.
No, exactly right.
It was just such a beautiful story and an adaptation from the Colleen Hoover novel as well, which I thought was very well done. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was released back in August, would you believe?
Was it that long ago?
It just took under 23 mil in Australia, so that's huge.
That is huge. Yes, that's definitely huge. Well, let's move down. Let's get to number 6, and this is a number 6 movie.
Let me tell you the whole story. Our paths did cross. At school. Unlimited. Oh, you're green.
I am.
Together we're unlimited.
She had her secrets.
Absolutely remarkable.
Don't be afraid.
It's the wizard who should be afraid of me.
The wizard that there is or was is ever gonna bring me down.
Now, I'm not going to debate this, Mr. Well, no, I am going to debate this, okay? Now, the only reason why I'm debating it, okay? is because I've seen the top 5, okay? And I do think there's one particular movie that I could have easily switched out to put this one in.
I was so pleased to see it in the top 5, and we'll talk about that coming up.
Very soon,
I'm very happy. But this is incredible, because Wicked only opened on the 21st of November, so just a little over 4 weeks ago, and for it to be coming in at number 6, that's incredible, isn't it? Like, that just proves people want to watch that sort of stuff.
It is, but I still expected, I guess there was a part of me thinking that Wicked would be... I was thinking Wicked maybe the second or the third biggest movie of the year because of how much talk there was of it. And when you see the movie and the soundtrack, and it's the only movie of the year to give me goosebumps was Wicked. Yeah. So,
And you think the cast is incredible. When, you know, you've got Peter Dinklage, you know, Bowen Yang, who... Did you know what happened with him? He would actually do Saturday Night Live, because he's a comedian on there, all week, and then he would have his days off. He would fly over to London, do the movie, and then fly back to do his normal job. And, like, that's dedication, isn't it?
Oh, pure dedication,
because of Ariana Grande wanted him in the movie, and he played the part well. So, massive cast. Jeff Goldblum, who I love.
Ariana Grande, yeah.
Yes. Michelle Yeoh.
Phenomenal. So, yep, that is your number six movie. Number five, I'm sure you'll enjoy this.
Forever.
It was 3 days.
Where are we going?
Before Maui stole Tifiti's heart,
our ancestors
wanted to connect our island to all the people of the entire ocean. It's my job as a wayfinder to finish what they started.
Wanna show our people just how far we'll go?
Now, this movie, Moana 2, it broke all sorts of records in its opening weekend, didn't I? Remember we were talking about that. The box office was huge, massive grossing figures. So no surprise, really, that it has actually made the five. It's squeezed in.
It has. And, you know, at one stage, Moana 2 was the number one movie right around the world. And I remember we were saying, you know, I wonder if Wicked could stay there and all that sort of stuff. And you think Moana is just going off. People love it. And what can I say? The Rock.
Yep.
That's it.
He's back again. Yep.
Yep.
Okay, number four. Now, we didn't get to talk about this movie either, Miss Lee. This was actually out before we started back in April. Dune Part 2.
Yeah, and this one was another one. Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya, Christopher Walken, Austin Butler, Elvis, Florence Pugh. Yeah, it was a massive cast. And as we know, they're currently just filming Dune Part 3 now. So it actually came in at number four and it took over nearly 36 mil. It was 35.9 mil in Australia, which that is another incredible thing. So that's good for Dune.
Yeah, and you know what? It's done well to beat out movies like Wicked, Moana 2.
Yes.
So, yeah, no, there you go. Good to have it inside the five. One movie I'm not happy to have inside the five, Mr. Lee. I cannot believe I'm about to play this. Oh, dear.
Max Duvall has escaped from prison.
I'm coming for my revenge, crew.
We have to get to the safe house.
It has a vending machine!
I love this place!
Oh dear, I just can't seem to I just can't escape them. What doing?
No. Look, I cannot believe because back when it was released back in June, it was just DM4 everywhere, wasn't it? It was just DM4 for a whole week. And it still was doing really well. And, you know, Steve Carell only can play Groot. No one else could do that role. Same with Kirsten Wiig. You know, she can only do her little role as the wife. I just don't know why you don't like Minions.
Because everyone they annoy Minions. Me. They annoy me. It's their voices and their stupid singing. And, yeah, I can't do it, Mr. Lee. And I wonder whether or not you've fudged some of these figures. I bet you.
I could have it in there to just peeve you off.
I bet you it was like number 53, and I reckon you've moved it right the way up. No, I'm sure it was there because I know it's a success. It's a successful franchise, and
it is.
And the kids love it. It's great for the whole family. But one movie, Mr. and that's number three. One movie that we just were not expecting to go to the heights it did was this one.
This is Joy coming to you live in Riley's mind. Make some noise. Sadness is in the house. It's anger.
Let me at him.
We gotta get our mouth guard, people.
Fear.
No, that's not Ellis.
Disgust. Glad to have her on our team. Our little girl's growing up so fast. Ow.
Sorry.
It should be nothing but smooth sailing.
Hello. I'm anxiety. Where can I put my stuff?
A new emotion.
Oh, I'm sorry. We wanted to make such a good first impression.
What do you mean, we?
Yeah, there it is. Inside Out 2, which... We'll play the party popper. There you go. That's in at number two. Yeah. And now this movie was number one for so long.
And it was.
You just knew that it would be inside the top two, didn't you? It just had to be there.
Yeah, it had to be. Because this one opened on 13th of June in 655 screens around Australia, which that is incredible. Like, that's a lot of screens it's playing. And then the week after, we had DM4, which was number one. We thought it would make it. I can't remember whether it did. I don't think it did. I think Inside Out 2 kept it from going to number one at one stage. So, but yeah, and it's been a few years since we've had the first Inside Out. So it's great for it to come in at number two.
And they brought out that emotion of anxiety, and that, I think, was what did it. Because anxiety is something that it's just, you know, so much attention's been brought to it, and, you know, I guess there's lots of talk about it. So to be able to introduce that emotion to a younger audience, you know, to those kids, and Riley growing up and now having those emotions as a teen, I think worked really well. At Disney they've done it. They've done really well.
They certainly have. Disney know how to make movies, don't they?
They certainly do, Mr. Lee. They certainly do, and did not disappoint with Inside Out 2. Now, the number one movie of 2024, it's probably no surprise, really, but it was this.
Scott used to beg me to wear this suit. So did Storm and Beast. But I couldn't have him thinking I wanted to be there. It's too late.
It's only nine people, but my entire world is right here in this picture. And I have no idea how to save it alone, but you know how to save them.
Yeah, there you go.
Well done.
Deadpool v. Wolverine, our number one movie for 2024. And you know what? No arguments, really. I'm pretty happy with
Definitely
that.
Definitely not. And you know what? I watched it twice at the cinema because it was that good. I really, really enjoyed it. It was just only Ryan Reynolds can play Deadpool. I don't think anyone else could. I think bringing Sean Levy on as a director, because we did have that little bit of a problem where the director quit and then got a new one. I think those two worked well together. So, yeah, I'm so pleased Deadpool Wolverine got number one spot.
It was just brilliant. And the music too. We heard Madonna at the end there, Like a Prayer, which they brought Madonna in, and she even redid part of the song to fit the movie because they just knew it would work. And I remember Ryan Reynolds saying that he went around to her house to ask her to be part of the soundtrack.
Going to Madonna's place and saying, look, I want to use, because as we know, she does not lend her music out to anyone.
No, he goes, I didn't even know what to call her. I'm at the front door going, what do I call her?
Madonna?
It's music royalty.
Yes.
Madge. Absolutely. Madge Madonna. What do you call her? Yes, there you go. That is the number one movie, Deadpool and Wolverine. Mr. Lee, it has been a huge year in movies. It really has.
Oh, it certainly has. Now, before we move on, I want to ask you a question, JT.
Oh, here we go.
How many movies do you reckon? Now, this includes everything, right? So Bollywood, Met Operas, you name it. How many movies do you reckon were released in Australia for 2024, Christmas Day, not after? How many do you reckon so far?
Jesus, this is a tough one, but... Yeah, I've got to give you an answer, and I know that I know this question was raised in rehearsals, and I did put a number to you, and then I retracted that number because
all I'm going
to
say is, you're way out. But
okay,
anyway,
okay. I'm thinking, I'm going higher this time. I'm going to go at least 160.
Oh well, and your first one was. 123 or something.
It was 125.
Or...
Yes, the first round. But I'm thinking. But then I didn't realise that there were a lot of movies we didn't talk about. So
And you know what? Some of the movies may have only played on one screen. As long as it played in a movie theatre, it doesn't matter. We count it. Okay. I want a drum roll because this is quite impressive.
Yeah. Oh, okay, let's.
This is massive. for the total number of movies that opened in Australia to Christmas Day to today is... Have we all done the drum roll already?
Oh, yeah, no, I've already done... Hold on. I'll give you a party popper, right?
Okay, give me a party popper, okay. Is 786 movies were released in Australia to Christmas Day.
I was miles off. I was never going to get
you
that.
Were miles off, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane.
And when you think tomorrow, which is Boxing Day, is going to be a big movie, that'll be 700 and maybe 90 movies. That is incredible. For yeah. 1 year in cinema, that's a lot of movies. And as I said, a lot of them only had one screening on one screen. That's not a problem. Some had three. But, yeah, it's just incredible, isn't it?
I did not get that. I was never going that high. Never going that high because you just don't think about it. No, you don't. So
I was shocked when I was doing my research and I just went, wow, that is so many movies, you know. And it may have been, you know, it's something that we've never heard of, but I'm not even going to say, like Drive Away Dolls, which was a Universal movie. We didn't play it. Her Story, you know, Assassin's Plan. Remember that?
Yeah,
God,
I do.
That was ages ago. Yeah. So yeah. Everything. So that's a lot of movies for 1 year.
That is a massive year. And thank you to everyone who went along to see a movie this year, whether it just be one or 50 of them or all 780, whatever it was. So,
six of them, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. It is so good. And, you know, people say that cinema is dying, but it's not. There's a lot of movies still coming out and going straight to cinemas, which is what we want, because cinema experience is, you can't beat it.
What it's all about. And you know what the exciting thing is, Mr. Lee? Although it's quite sad to wrap up 2024 with a look back at some of these amazing movies, 2025 is right around the corner and we're going to do it all over again. And there is some big stuff on the way.
Yeah, there is. There's some great movies for next year and I'm looking forward to it. And February is going to be a big month. So looking forward to it.
Well, before then... We do have to exchange gifts, Mr. Lee. This is what I've been waiting for.
Yes, I'm so excited because I can't wait to see what you got me.
I can't wait to see what you got me.
Yeah, because I know you very well and we've known each other for quite some years. Right. I just have to get my backpack. Hang on one second.
Yeah, I'll just get mine. Hold on. Okay. Oh, yours is an envelope too.
Oh, how funny is that?
Okay, do you want to...
What's going on?
Right, Mr. Lee.
It's okay.
There you go. All right.
I'm going to open mine, is that all right?
Yeah, you go for it. I'll just open mine too. Hold on. Oh, Mr. Lee, you didn't. You shouldn't have. What? What the hell? Thank you, Mr. Lee.
Thanks.
A 4M6 gift card. You shouldn't have.
And you shouldn't have. You gotta be honest.
Oh, well, you know what? Only the best for you, Mr. Lee. Only the best for you.
Oh, look, that's so nice of you. And I'm sure you'll enjoy your 4M6 gift card.
But hold on now. There's a discrepancy here, however. Hold on. Right. Now, I gave you a $50 gift card. You gave me $10.
Yeah, so you can buy a popcorn. You got to buy your movie tickets still.
Stingy bastard.
Not charity tickets as well. Yeah, you know I'm cheap.
Well, you know what I was going to buy you, Mr. Lee? Hair paint. And you know what I'm sorry to go with? Because you can do with that, right?
And the problem is that costs more than $50, so that's why you're stuck to that.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Lee.
Thank you.
I'm going to use my $10 gift card for half a movie in February. I hope you enjoy yours.
I'll be going to a few movies, so thank you. I appreciate that. And buying snacks as well. I'm going to be living it up.
Going Cheap Tuesday. That's what you'll be doing. I know you too well. Mr. Lee, thank you very much for spending a Christmas day with me. That was very nice.
Thank you too. I'm so pleased we caught up because, it's nice catching up. Even it's Christmas, it's nice to see. So, yeah. Well, enjoy your lunch.
Yeah, you too. And we are back on Friday as we wrap our final show for 2024. And it's going to be a big one too because we're reliving the best, the worst bits of 2024.
Which I'm a bit worried about.
You do feature in all the worst bits.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine. You would have chopped it all up to make me sound bad.
Not at all.
But thank you. Thank you. I'll see you at Nan's tonight for dinner.
Hello. You're coming, are you?
Yeah. Nan invited me. Your Nan invited me for dinner, Christmas dinner.
Oh, sorry. I told her you weren't coming. See you, Mr. Lee.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.